And now, My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell.
Well, once again, the jolly Yuletide season is here, and the spirit of Christmas spreads its gaiety and warmth across the land. In the Albright apartment, Margie's father checks over his Christmas list.
Let's see now. Aunt Edith, a watch, Uncle Ernest, handkerchiefs. Now, what about your Christmas list, Margie?
Well, I didn't save too much money this year, so last night I sat down to write a list of all the things I could afford to buy. I had a blank sheet of paper in front of me.
And how did you come out?
Looks like it's going to be a white Christmas. See, and I had my heart set on buying you a real expensive gift.
Oh, that's all right, Margie. I'll be just as happy to get a present that costs practically nothing.
I don't have enough money to buy you one of those, either.
By the way, what are you going to give Freddie?
I'll give you a hint. It's wool, and I knitted it myself, and it goes over the head and has three armholes.
Three armholes?
I must have made a slight mistake somewhere along the line.
It sounds like you dropped a couple of stitches and forgot to pick them up.
Anyway, it'll be a perfect fit for Freddie.
Has Freddie got three arms?
Well, the last time I went out with him, it seemed like he had a dozen. What are you going to get me, Dad?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'll have to do some last-minute shopping. But I can assure you it'll be something nice.
And expensive?
Never mind.
Come in.
Hi, Margie, Mr. Albright. Happy Yuletide.
Well, hi there, Freddie.
Say, Mr. Albright, you look great. You've got that glow of youth in your cheeks. Why, you look 20 years younger.
Freddie, are you building up for a touch?
How'd you know?
I can see right through you.
Oh, well, that's because I've got an empty stomach. I haven't eaten all day. I was too busy shopping for Christmas.
Freddie, did you get anything to go in my stocking?
What for? I'm satisfied with what's in them now.
You mean to say that you didn't get Margie anything?
I was only teasing about not getting you a present, Margie. But I do want to be practical about it. Before I buy anything, I'd like to find out what you want.
Well, as long as you've asked me. Let's see now. Oh, I know. I could use a pair of mules.
Mules?
Yes.
How about a pair of horses?
Oh, that's silly. Now, what would Margie want with a pair of horses?
What would she want with a pair of mules?
Well, there are plenty of uses.
Name one.
Well, for example, it's late at night. Maybe I'm reading in bed and I decide I want a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yeah, so she goes out to the kitchen.
That's where the mules come in.
You mean you fix a mule sandwich?
Of course not. I use the mules to go from my bedroom to the kitchen.
You go by mule?
You could say that. I keep the mules under my bed.
Under your bed?
Freddie, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? You keep mules under your bed and you want to know what's wrong with me?
Freddie, do you mean to say that you don't know the women's slippers?
Oh, those kind of mules.
Did you think we meant... Freddie, you're impossible.
I was only kidding. I knew it all the time.
I wonder.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Called me and invited me to a Christmas cocktail party this afternoon.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, she's going to introduce me to two charming gentlemen. She said their names were Tom and Jerry.
Well, have a nice time, Mrs. Odette.
Thank you. Oh, and Margie, could I borrow your backless, strapless cocktail gown?
Mrs. Odette, how can you wear Margie's gown? You're much heavier.
Would it be skin tight on you?
It'll be pretty slinky.
I say it'll be slinky. One good slink and you'll be slunk.
Yeah, you better think before you slink.
Oh, well, you know me. I like to live dangerously. Oh, Mr. Albright, before I forget, here's your Christmas present. Put it under the tree.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Odette. Hey, wait a minute. This package is marked, do not open until New Year's.
Well, it's such a miserable present, I didn't want to spoil your Christmas. Oh, what a Christmas I had one year. My sixth husband was so thoughtful. He showed me a picture of a gorgeous full-length mink coat and asked me if I'd like it.
And is that what he gave you?
Yes, a picture of a mink coat. And I had to buy the frame myself.
Come in. Hello, Miss Albright.
Oh, it's Timmy, the newsboy.
I brought your afternoon paper.
Well, thank you, Timmy.
Well, so long and Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait a minute, Timmy. Here's something for you for Christmas.
Oh, gee, a brand new $5 bill. Oh, thank you, Mr. Albright. Now I'll be able to buy Mom a Christmas present.
Well, what is Santa Claus going to bring you, Timmy?
Oh, well, Santa Claus hardly ever comes to our neighborhood.
Why not?
He's too poor. I wish I could see Santa Claus sometime. I might ask him a question.
Oh, what's that?
Well, when he goes to sleep, does he sleep with his beard inside the covers or out?
I'll ask him for you, Timmy.
Oh, gee, thanks. Well, so long, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Timmy.
Poor kid. It's a shame. Christmas and no presents.
Yeah.
It certainly is a shame. Christmas was meant for kids.
Dad, as long as you haven't bought my present yet, I'd just as soon skip it. Let's take the money you were going to spend on me and buy toys for the kids in Timmy's neighborhood.
Well, Margie, if you feel that way about it, I'll double what I was going to spend.
I'd like to contribute something, too. Here,